Salaam alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen, mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "Amshi bida'ik ma mashabik." Walk with your pain as long as it walks with you. There are different interpretations of this wisdom. Some have read it as bida'abik, which changes the meaning of this saying to have a specific method and strategy for whatever you want to do and achieve. And also some have translated this hikmah as keep walking in your sickness as long as you can. But this translation is not favorable because walking is not advised for an ill person. In fact, we have a narration that explicitly rejects the idea of walking while one is sick when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Inna al-masha lil-mariz nuks." Walking for a sick person leads to the return of the illness. On the other hand, walking is recommended as a daily activity for someone who is healthy in order to maintain a healthy and sound body. There is also a narration that suggests walking helps in removing safra and balgam, which refer to the four fundamental fluids or body fluids present in the human body. We will provide further explanations and present narrations related to this subject in another session. However, regarding this wise quote from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, it seems that the correct translation would be that the Imam is advising us to endure and bear the illness and not to use medications as long as the disease has not overcome the healthy state of our body. This is the same concept advised by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam in a narration where he said, "La yatadawa al-muslimu hatta yaghliba maraduhu sihhata." A Muslim should not seek treatment until his illness overpowers his health. This concept is also expressed in a different manner in a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam where he said, "Man dhaharat sihhatuhu ala suqmih fayu'alaju bi shay'in famat fa ana ila Allah minhu bari'." Whoever's health and strength are greater than their illness and disability, and they die as a result of treatment with something, I disavow them. This concept is highly relevant in today's world, as it emphasizes the understanding that medical professionals should refrain from administering medication to patients who are still in good health and whose illnesses have not yet overcome their overall well-being. And its reasoning is further clarified by Imam Raza alayhi salam, who explained, "Laysa min dawa'in illa wa yuhayyiju da' wa laysa shay'un anfa'a fil badan min imsak al-yad illa amma yuhtaju ilayh." There is no medication except that it aggravates an ailment. And there is no better medication for the body that when a person restrains themselves from what is not necessary for the body. Also, it has been mentioned that every person's body needs to experience certain phases of illness throughout their lifetime, as it is a process of recovery and strengthening. It can be seen as a form of adaptation to new forms and conditions that arise in different ages and situations. And furthermore, illnesses not only can be beneficial for the body itself, but they can also contribute to the mental strengthening and psychological resilience of an individual. There is a beautiful narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that highlights the psychological and mental impact of illnesses. He said, "الجسد إذا لم يمرض أشر ولا خير في جسد يعشر." The body, if it does not experience illness, become negligent. And there is no good in a negligent body. And it is said from Imam Ali alayhi salam, "من لم يصبر على مضض الحمية طال سقمه." Whoever does not endure the hardships of abstaining, their illness will prolong. On the other hand, there are numerous hadiths that discuss the spiritual benefits of enduring illnesses for the believers. The Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him and his family, said, لا يمرض مؤمن ولا مؤمنة ولا مسلم ولا مسلمة إلا حتى الله به خطيئته. No believer, male or female, Muslim or Muslimah, falls ill except that Allah expiates their sins through it. And His Eminence also said in another narration, المريض تحات خطاياه كما يتحات ورق الشجر. The sick one's sins are shed away just as the leaves of a tree fall. These narrations are just a part of many others that, from different perspectives, aim to motivate the believers to have patience and tolerance when it comes to illness, and to refrain from immediately resorting to medication at the onset of feeling unwell. These narrations also emphasize the importance for the believer to be mindful of their health, particularly in terms of their diet, by considering a healthy eating regimen, controlling their eating habits, and adopting a healthy lifestyle. Certainly, all of these teachings highlight the value of a believer's life, as well as the responsibility to take care of their body and maintain good health. By prioritizing their well-being, a believer can become a strong and healthy supporter and helper in the cause of truth and righteousness. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. So reach the peak wherever you are.